Shayna and the Devil. There was once a shoemaker whose name was Shayna. He lived by himself in a little cottage in the very middle of Ireland. He was a great man for eating and drinking and playing cards. Not a wake or a wedding for 5 miles around, but there you would find Shayna, sitting in the chimney corner with a pipe in his mouth and a glass in his hand. As he was walking home late one night, a stranger spoke to him.
"You're out late, Shayna,"
said the stranger.
"And if I am,"
said Shayna,
"what's that to you?" "I've had my eye on you for a long time,"
said the stranger.
"How would you like to have all the money you wanted for a whole year with never a worry about where it came from?"
"I wouldn't object at all," said Shayna.
"Well," said the stranger, "I'll give you all the money you want for a whole year and 3 wishes besides, if you'll come along with me at the end of that time. For I am the devil," said he, "and you're the sort of man I want in my company."
Well, Shayna had no objection to the devil's plan, for he was a crafty fella, and no spirit was going to get the better of him.
"It's a bargain," he said.
"Now let me name my wishes."
"Name them,"
said the devil.
"And they're yours."
"I have a little stool," said Shayna. "And my first wish is that whoever sits on that stool will stick there till I release him."
"I grant your wish," said the devil.
"Now here's my second wish," said Shayna. "I have an apple tree, and I wish that whoever plucks an apple from that tree will stick there till I release him."
"I grant your wish," said the devil.
"And here's my third wish," said Shayna. "I have a leather purse, and I wish that whoever puts his hand in that purse will stick there till I release him."
"I grant your wish," said the devil.
So the bargain was completed. The devil shook hands with the shoemaker and walked away into the night. The next day, Shayna found that his pockets were full of money, and every day for a whole year, he never lacked gold or silver. Time passed so quickly that he hardly realized the year was up, until he heard the devil's voice at the door one morning.
"Hurry up and prepare for the road."
"Sit down there for a minute till I put on a collar and tie," said Shayna. The devil sat down on the stool.
"I'm ready now,"
said the shoemaker when he had put on his collar and tie. So the devil went to leave, but he could not get up. He was stuck fast to the stool.
"Free me from this stool."
"If I do, will you give me another year of our bargain?" said Shayna.
"Oh, I will if I must,"
hissed the devil.
"I'll get you in the end anyway."
So Shayna released the devil from the stool and let him get back to where he had come from. The second year passed as quickly as the first. And one morning Shayna looked up to see the devil standing in the doorway. "I'll come in for a minute," said the shoemaker.
"I will not,"
said the devil.
"I had enough of that game last year. Come out now and let's be off."
So Shayna came out of the cottage and they walked to the gate. As they passed the apple tree in the garden, Shayna raised up his hand and plucked a fistful of apples.
"These'll keep the thirst away while I'm walking," he said.
"Could I pick one too?"
said the devil greedily.
"And why not?" said Shayna. "I have no more use for them anyway."
The devil raised up his hand to pluck an apple. His hand stuck fast to the tree.
"Free me from this tree,"
yelled the devil.
"If I do, will you give me another year of our bargain?"
said Shayna.
"I will if I must," said the devil. "I'll get you in the end anyway."
So Shayna released the devil from the apple tree and let him go back to where he had come from. The third year passed as quickly as the others, and early one morning, Shayna heard the devil's voice at the door, telling him to prepare for the road.
As soon as he was ready, he set off with the devil, and they walked side by side until they reached a town. There was an inn by the side of the road.
"I've a gold piece left in my pocket that belongs to you," said Shayna. "Would you like to have one drink for the road before we leave the town?"
"Well, yes," said the devil. "But I don't know about going into an inn. People might laugh at my hooves and tail."
"Not at all. Can't you make yourself any shape you like? Can't you make yourself small enough to jump into my leather purse? Then I'll bring you inside myself and hand the drink to you."
"All right,"
said the devil, and jumped into the purse. But he stuck fast there.
"Free me from this purse, and I'll give you another year at our bargain,"
screeched the devil.
"I will not," said the shoemaker. "I think we've had enough of that game."
And he took the purse down to the blacksmith's and laid it on the anvil.
"Take your hammer to that," said he to the smith, "and we'll give that lad a lesson he won't forget in a hurry."
So the blacksmith hammered away at the purse, and the devil roared within. As for Shayna, he walked back to his cottage in the middle of Ireland, and he never heard from the devil again.